53. Customs. 1. Take out your passport, please.
2. Show me your passport, please.
3. Anything particular to declare?
4. Any prohibited goods with you?
5. Any arms, munitions, living plants, or animals?
6. Anything else besides these?
7. Would you show me what's in the bag?
8. Please put them on the counter and open them.
9. Cleared. Pass on, please.
10. You're through now.
Dialogue 1. Good afternoon. Welcome to China. May I see your passport, customs, and health declaration form?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you. What's your occupation, Mr. Smith?
I'm the general manager of the Far East Industry Corporation.
You are here on business, aren't you?
Yes. I have been invited by the East Import and Export Corporation of China for business talks.
I see. Do you have anything to declare?
Yes, I have some foreign currency to declare.
Would you please fill out this currency declaration form? It's a record of the foreign currency you have brought in.
All right. Dialogue 2. Have you got anything to declare, madam?
No, I haven't.
Have you got any wine or spirits?
No, I don't drink.
What about cigarettes or cigars?
I've got some cigars.
How many, madam?
2 small boxes.
Dialogue 3. Passport, please, madam.
Just a minute, please. It's in my bag. Here it is.
Thank you. Please fill out the baggage declaration form.
All right. Shall I enter all my belongings?
No, only the articles listed on the declaration.
Zhang Ming, a customs officer at the customs service desk, was asking Mr. Smith, who was to go through customs, some questions. First, Mr. Smith filled in a currency declaration form. Then he was required to have his suitcase inspected. My clothes and toilet things. No contraband, he smiled. Then Zhang Ming asked, Have you anything subject to duty? May I see your handbag? What's there inside? After he examined the handbag, he said, I'm afraid you have to pay quite a sum of duty on these valuables. The rest can be allowed in duty-free. You should pay $50 for these. Then he made out Mr. Smith's duty memo and gave him the receipt.
Customs. 1. Do I have to pay duty on the cigarettes?
2. I don't know what's duty-free.
3. Just a few personal belongings. Effects.
4. How much is the duty I have to pay?
5. How much should I pay for the duty?
6. What articles are allowed to be imported free of charge?
7. All this luggage is mine.
8. I have a small bottle of perfume.
9. Is it allowed to import the watch?
10. Where should I go through the customs?
Dialogue 1. Good morning. Passport, please.
Here you are.
Ah, thank you. Please bring your luggage here for inspection.
Okay. But is there anything wrong?
It's just a regular inspection. Do you have anything to declare?
I've got 6 packets of cigarettes and 2 bottles of champagne. Besides, I have 2 cameras, One is for my own use, and the other is a gift.
Well, the cigarettes and the champagne are not in excess of the duty-free allowance. But, according to our law, each passenger is allowed only one camera duty-free. You'll have to pay duty for the other one.
Okay. Where shall I pay duty for it?
Please wait a minute. I'll make out the duty memo. Here you are. Take this and pay to the woman over there.
I've paid for it. Here's the receipt.
Very well. I hope you'll enjoy your stay in America.
Thank you. Dialogue 2. Here's my passport. I'm a visiting scholar.
Do you have anything to declare?
No, these are all my personal effects.
What's in the bag? Would you mind opening the bag?
Not at all. I don't know what's dutiable. Do I have to pay duty on things for my own use?
No, you don't have to pay duty on personal belongings.
Thank you.
Dialogue 3. Have you anything to declare?
One bottle of perfume and a watch.
Where did you buy it?
In Boston.
Do you travel a lot?
Oh, I go to see my sister twice a year or so.
Twice a year? How long has your sister lived in Boston?
Nearly 10 years.
I see. That's a long time. How much was the watch?
I can't remember, but I've got the receipt somewhere. Would you like to see it?
Yes, I'd like to see the receipt. Oh, I see you bought the watch last week.
Yes. Does that mean I'll have to pay duty on it?
Yes, I'm afraid you will. Altogether, on the watch and the perfume, you owe me £7.
Okay. Here you are. Is that all right now?
Yes, that's fine. I hope you enjoyed your stay in Boston.
Yes, I did. I had a fine time.
Sam Lewis was a customs officer. He used to work in a small border town. It wasn't a busy town, and there wasn't much work. The road was usually very quiet, and there weren't many travelers. It wasn't a very interesting job, but Sam liked an easy life. About once a week, he used to meet an old man. His name was Draper. He used to arrive at the border early in the morning in a big truck. The truck was always empty. After a while, Sam became suspicious. He often used to search the truck, but he never found anything. One day he asked Draper about his job. Draper laughed and said, "I'm a smuggler."